trying to be great, and I'm on my way. Way up, way up, way up. It's never too late, and I'm on my way.
I'ma leave my mark. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go.
With so much negativity being yielded at the youth of our nation, it seems hard to find any signs of a bright future. Coming from a legendary past, the new generation of Bahamians seek to take this nation to heights it's never seen. That's where the youth perspective comes in. We seek to display tomorrow's leaders in every facet of society. Each show will focus on today's pace setters, trendsetters, movers and shakers, and the next generation of great, impactful Bahamians. We seek to uplift, motivate, and encourage our listeners. Tune in as we address issues of importance with wisdom and intelligence, all from the youth perspective.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, 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 bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, bright, bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright, 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 bright sunshiny day.
We're back. Welcome to another edition of The Youth Perspective with yours truly, Kashagan Jamal. Such a pleasure to be in your company, ladies and gentlemen, and we do this each and every Saturday right here on the National Voice of the Bahamas, 1540 AM, 104.5 FM. Also, Inspiration, 107.9 FM, where it's all gospel all the time, and on ZNS3, 810 AM, The Light in Grand Bahama. Thank you so much for being a part of the show, The Youth Perspective, where we shine the light on the youth of our nation. Of course, we're joined by wonderful guests this evening, and it's going to be an exciting time as this evening we speak about World Herring Day 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, changing mindsets. Let's make air and herring care a reality for all. All right, and joining us on this edition of The Perspective, we have the one and only Dr. Brittany Jones, all the way from our friends right up the road at Pajo, and Dr. Treasure McKinney, a.k.a. Kenny, and she is an audiologist. Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
All right. Wonderful. It's going to be an exciting conversation this evening, ladies and gentlemen. So get real close to the radio. Real close. A little bit closer. A little bit closer. But not too close, because we have an audiologist on the show. So we won't get too close. We want to take care of those airs. And so let's get into it. For those out there listening in right now, They want to know why we're celebrating World Herring Day. Why is it so important? Of course, we know, but let's talk about it.
Good evening, Bahamas, and it is a pleasure to join you again on this World Herring Day observation. As you said, Kashigan, the theme for this year is changing mindsets. Let's make air and herring care a reality for all. So the reality is that globally, over 80% of persons who have a need for air or herring care, their needs go unmet. And so this is a challenge, not just globally, but locally as well. People may be having challenges and don't even know that there is a need to pay attention to their air and herring care needs. There are also some misconceptions in our society and maybe even stigmas and mindsets that may hinder persons from seeking the care that they need. And so today's observation day and conversation is really to get people talking about the importance of taking care of their ears, to start shifting the mindsets around ear and hearing care. And so today we want to start the conversation.
It's going to be a great conversation. I'm looking forward to it because we know, particularly when I was growing up, we like loud music, right? And so I, you know, was one of those persons, you know, when I got my car, I wanted to, you know, put the, you know, the amp on the box seat and, you know, lay it down and ride through the school with all the good music. And so we have an audiologist who's going to share with us her experience. And so what first and foremost, what got you into the field? Like what interests you about the ears and hearing?
No special story, but I always wanted to be within the healthcare field.
Okay.
Because you do get to help people, and I get to do that on a one-on-one basis every day within the clinic. So I really like that aspect. And then I also like the mix of it being a healthcare field and me getting to work along with technology as well. So I feel like it's a really good mix.
Yeah.
And you are really impacting people's quality of life at the end of the day. So I particularly enjoy all of those things.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when you think about the importance of a thing, you think about what it would be like without having it. And so I think sometimes if you're scrolling on Instagram or on TikTok, you'll see those videos of the babies with, like, no hearing. They never hear their parents' voice. And then they put the device on their ear, and then they just start crying and stuff like that. And so you understand the importance of hearing, but not necessarily the protection of why we should protect it, you know?
Right. And I think we tend to put our hearing to the bottom. We will prioritize other things in regards to healthcare.
Yeah.
And that's why I like the theme for this year. Because at the very least, it's going to inspire us to at least start considering taking care of our ears, taking care of our hearing, just getting things checked out. Because it's something that we don't think about. And then, like Brittany mentioned, we have certain assumptions about, you know, ear and hearing care. So once you can get people to understand things better, then they may be more motivated to make a change.
So let's talk about what does hearing contribute to the quality of life?
So this is a good one because we don't tend to think about it, but let's think about the functional aspect. So functionally, if you have a hearing loss, that's obviously going to affect the way that you communicate with others. You're going to have difficulties understanding what's being said. If someone's speaking softly, you're not going to understand them well. And then let's think about children. So it's crucial for children to get access to sound as they're developing at a young age, because if they don't, that may lead to speech and language delay. And then they're not going to be on par with the pairs their age. And then when they're older, that can also affect their performance in the classroom. And the teacher may say, you know what, this child isn't listening. When in fact, they may just have a hearing loss and they're not catching on to everything that's being said. So that's one way it affects your quality of life. And then even your emotions. So if you are not, some people give up on trying to socialize and communicate in certain scenarios. So if they're having to guess what's being said, for instance, they may not want to bother anymore. So it can affect your happiness. It can cause frustration. It can cause anxiety. Another big one that we don't think about is brain health. Think about the concept. If you don't use it, you lose it. So some people come to the end stages of life to get hearing aids. And then when they do get it, it's not what they think it is. And that's because you've gone so long without stimulating your brain. So parts of the brain shrinks. And then even your hearing nerve, it atrophies away. And so if you don't use it, you lose it. Mm-hmm. And so even if we turn that volume up for you, that processing of speech is not going to be there. And mm-hmm. it's going to be a frustrating time.
Yeah.
And so that comes into early intervention.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last part is even employment. So with employment, sometimes even if you do get hired, you may get a lower paying job compared to someone else.
Right.
Just because of certain assumptions, for instance,
yeah.
about what tasks you can do, you know, with a hearing loss. So you have to think about all of those aspects. And then even your overall health. Your overall health is going to affect your hearing. So let's say you have diabetes. Mm-hmm. Your diabetes is unmanaged, for instance. That can damage the intricate blood vessels in the ear, and then that affects your hearing. So you want to be taking care of yourself as well, because the things that you don't think about can sometimes contribute or worsen what you have going on.
For those listening in, they want to probably understand what is hearing loss. Like when we think about it, I'm guessing it's probably levels to hearing loss, maybe not. Yeah,
absolutely.
Break it down for us.
So there are levels to hearing loss. So typically when you come in for a hearing test, one part of the test is I'm looking at what is the softest level of sounds that you can hear over a range of pitches. So that goes from low pitches to high pitches, like keys on a piano.
Mm-hmm.
And so hearing is categorized. You have normal hearing, mild hearing loss, mild to moderate, moderately severe, and profound hearing loss.
Oh.
And so that just means there is a reduction in the sounds that you're getting. And that's probably due to damage to the inner ear, damage to those little intricate hair cells that help to amplify soft sound and send messages onto the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many different reasons for hearing loss as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And to add to what Dr. McKinney just described so perfectly is that hearing loss in some instances can be seen as an invisible disability.
Okay.
It's not something that may always yield obvious signs, or we may overlook it and think, oh, it's just normal.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to start to think about how are the practices in our daily lives, whether it's through occupational exposure, whether it's through listening to the loud earbuds or the loud music in the car, how does our daily practices really affect our hearing over a long period of time?
Mm-hmm.
And also stressing the importance of screening.
Yeah.
In the same way that you would get an eye screening, you would test out your blood sugar, you would test your blood pressure. This should really be a part of your wellness check,
right.
To take care of your entire body, not just the eyes or the respiratory system or the other systems, but giving attention to the things that we sometimes may overlook.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I think we have the show in the evening, and I know that some of you right now, you're going to that party tonight. And I remember, Doc, when I was a little bit younger, I was one of those people. I don't know about you,
mm-hmm.
but I used to stand in front of the speakers, right? You know, they had the wall of speakers.
Oh, that's the first problem.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember I had this ringing in my ears,
yes.
yeah, for a few years. Luckily, I don't have it anymore.
Okay.
But it was very strange because you would be sitting in complete silence,
yep.
but then there's a ringing in your ear from
yes.
just prolonged loud music. And then, you know, you go from loud music in the party,
right.
and then you go to loud music in the car,
right.
you know, and so you almost get to this point where you can't listen to anything without it being loud,
right.
you know, because you've now kind of tuned your ears to that, if I'm saying that correctly.
Sure.
And so let's talk about that, because it's gonna happen tonight. Y'all going to party tonight, so let's talk about it.
So everybody listen,
but don't turn the radio up too loud.
Right. If you're out and about at a party, try not to stand in front of the speaker or near the speaker,
yeah.
because you know, everyone's different. So mm-hmm. what you can tolerate, I may not be able to tolerate. But
yeah.
we want to prevent anything from happening in the first place. But if you leave a situation like a party and your ears are ringing, your ears feel full or like there's cotton in it. And if you just get this dull sensation, that is your hair cells giving you the warning signal that you're doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to take a break from doing those things, because that is something that's preventable. So if you can prevent it, try to have safer and better listening practices. If you're listening to music on your phone, you know, there are even features on the iPhone, and I'm guessing the Androids too, to tell you when
it's too loud.
The volume is too much.
Yeah.
You want to take listening breaks. So one example is a 60-60 rule. We're not going to like this,
Mm-mm.
but that just means to listen to music at 60% of the full volume for an hour at a time.
Mm.
Or listen to 80% of the volume for no more than 90 minutes a day. So that's the 80-90 rule. Mm-hmm. So you just want to keep those things in mind. And your body gives you warnings. So if you get that ringing, it's time to take a break.
Yeah. And your ears do tell you. Like, they just get tired. They're like, please turn this off. Let's go do something else.
Exactly. And you want to use hearing protection when you can as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very true. And I think that's great that we could segue right into how important it is to seek and receive early interventions from hearing loss.
Right. So that's just going to be better for you in the long run. Because like I mentioned, particularly for our older population, you don't want to go years and years without doing anything, because you're not going to get the benefit that you're looking for. And then with children, it's crucial to get on top of things, because like I said, speech and language development is going to be crucial. Academic performance, we all want our children to do well, to have the proper listening environment for them to succeed. Mm-hmm. So you want to catch on to things. And even if there is something happening, the sooner you can treat it, the better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very true. Very true. You want to add anything, Dr. Jones?
Well, just to say that in school settings, part of the screening process might be to test the ear function. So if it is that your student or your child has been flagged to have some concerns, pay attention to it. Mm-hmm. And also, I think parents can play a role as well in sort of monitoring the use of electronic devices and the use of, you know, these loud boom boxes and, you know, creating some boundaries around those devices.
Right.
And then, you know, be sure to keep up with your regular checkups.
Right.
If there is a need to have some additional attention, you're free to speak to someone like a Dr. McKinney, who's able to give the professional advice that's necessary.
Yeah.
As she stated, don't ignore a problem and hope that it'll go away with time, but pay attention to it and seek the care as early as possible.
And even with that, some parents don't know that something's going on with the child. Because sometimes I see in the office the child has fluid behind the eardrum, and that can muffle the hearing, and then they had no clue that the child had that. So that's why those screenings are good. You catch all of these things in school. You want to be screening at the hospital as a newborn. If you're under the age 50, every 5 to 10 years for a full hearing test is recommended. And once you get over that age, every 3 years is recommended.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a hearing loss, we want to be monitoring that on a yearly basis.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Interesting conversation, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you all taking notes, all right? And so, you know, as we get ready, we have about 10 more minutes left. And so I want to dive into this. Let's talk about the common misconceptions about hearing, about ear and hearing problems that may hinder persons actually seeking help.
I love this one. Mm-hmm. One common misconception is that we need to clean out our ears.
Mm-hmm.
There is the lovely Q-tip routine after we get out of the shower, and that just feels so good to put that Q-tip down in there. But the ears are supposed to be self-cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
So through migration of dead skin cells along the ear canal and through your jaw movements, wax is supposed to eventually work its way out. Now, that's not ideal for everyone.
Interesting.
But we don't want to be putting Q-tips down in there, because that's going to push more wax in than take it out. And wax, air wax has protective properties.
Mm.
It's slightly acidic, so it helps to reduce the chances of air infections. It's sticky to trap dust and debris from getting further down into the air, and then it lubricates the air canal wall.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit of wax, I always tell clients, is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So no need to clean your ears.
Mm-hmm.
Another good one is that, you know, hearing aids, hearing loss, that's an old people thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that naturally occurs as we get older. But as we mentioned before, your child can be born with hearing loss.
Mm.
Maybe something went wrong in pregnancy. Maybe they caught an infection in the hospital and they develop hearing loss.
Wow.
Maybe there's a genetic component that doesn't show up until, it's called late onset hearing loss, until they get a little bit older in childhood.
Mm.
So these things will occur across the lifespan. Loud noise exposure. So loud music, being on the construction site next to all these power tools, being next to machines and engines. If you do those things years and years on, in and out, you may have some hearing loss. So it's not just an old person thing.
Mm-hmm.
Another big one, hearing aids are big and ugly. Now, probably back in the day, they were pretty huge and giant. But as time has progressed, research has progressed. Things have gotten smaller. The sound processing has gotten better. Hearing aids have a lot more features. So mm-hmm. they're not as big and bulky as people think that they are.
Mm-hmm.
Those are a few that I can think of. Mm-hmm. Another big one is I don't want people to think that when they get hearing aids, communication is going to be 100% perfect.
Wow.
Hearing aids are just that. Mm-hmm. They're going to help reduce the amount of times that you may have to ask someone to repeat themselves, but there may still be instances where you have to implement communication strategies.
Yeah.
Like having the person come closer to you, reducing the background noise just mm-hmm. to make the listening situation more effective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And speaking about the listening situation, I'd like to add that as those of us who may live with or support persons living with hearing loss, there are some accommodations that we can make to make their experience and their quality of life mm-hmm. a little bit better. So sometimes as simple as speaking slowly mm-hmm. so that they can understand the motioning of our lips and be able to read our lips and understand what's being said can help.
Mm-hmm.
Not screaming or telling the person, I'll get back to you, and then never actually get back to them and creating a situation of exclusion where mm-hmm. they feel like, because of my hearing loss, I can't participate in conversations in my community, in the things that are happening in my family. So be patient with those who are experiencing hearing loss. Encourage mm-hmm. them to get the care that they need. And also in school settings or in work settings, there may be a need to learn sign language if it is that advanced mm-hmm. and someone, you know, needs that level of accommodation. We're in the world of technology now, and Zoom meetings and team meetings now have the feature for live transcriptions. Mm. We may also think about how to add transcribers or translators mm-hmm. to meetings to accommodate those who want to participate but just need a little extra accommodation for their mm-hmm. participation. So those of us that work with, live with, or go to school with those who have hearing challenges, it's important for us to think about how we can accommodate their active participation in society.
Absolutely. Yeah. One more thing that I want to put out there. Sure. Is the difference between hearing aids and amplifiers.
Mm.
So amplifiers are going to be a lot cheaper, and sometimes they're deceptively marketed as hearing aids, and mm-hmm. they're not. So clinical grade hearing aids will take into account the results from your hearing tests.
Mm.
An amplifier is just going to amplify everything, including the noise.
Oh, wow.
So some people come into the office saying, I have this amplifier, and you know, and they say that they've tried it and they haven't had great success with it. But that's just because the signal processing and everything is not as advanced as, you know, hearing aids, which are more expensive, clinical grade hearing aids. So that is something to keep in mind, too. It's a good starting point, but you're not going to see optimal benefit with amplifiers.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to put that out there as well.
I want to share an embarrassing story, so bear with me. One time ago, a couple years ago, I had some wax buildup in my ears. And it was so intense that like my ear was like really, really hurting.
Oh, yes.
And I went to the doctor and they had to put like a needle through it
mm-hmm.
to kind of like break it up. And then
syringe.
Mm-hmm. And then they like flushed it out.
Mm-hmm.
What causes that kind of extreme like wax buildup to where it's like almost like a wall, you know, in the air?
So Q-tips. So all those Q-tippers out there that have wax.
Wow.
When you push that Q-tip in there.
Oh, you push the wax.
Yes.
Ah.
You'll see some on the Q-tip, but you little do you know, you're pushing that in deeper into the air canal and you're impacting
Ooh.
That. So I've seen that in the office where they would admit, after I ask, did you use Q-tips? And some people said, yes, I've used Q-tips. And you know what? That probably made it worse.
Wow.
So that's one instance. So if you tend to build up wax, try not to use the Q-tips because
mm-hmm.
that could make it worse and then you may have to go in to get it removed.
And that wasn't fun.
Right.
It was
right.
painful.
So it could throw your balance off,
yeah.
obviously reduce your hearing, cause pain in the air and fullness and pressure and all of that. So just be mindful of that.
Yeah. Okay. And then also, I want to give you one more question before I let you wrap up.
Mm-hmm.
The proper use of AirPods, because we know a lot of persons have iPhones, you have these AirPods in all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think we touched on it a little bit, but is there anything else that we can mention? Because we know we have a lot of young persons listening in, and a lot of them have iPhones with AirPods.
Oh, that's a great one. We're not going to like this again, We all like to listen to our music at a loud level. Mm-hmm. But if other people can hear your music, it's probably too loud.
Okay.
One recommendation is noise-canceling headphones. Mm. Just because they do cancel out the noise, then you don't have to turn the volume up as much when you're listening to music. So you'll naturally listen to music at a safer level. Mm-hmm. So that's something to consider as well. Even just the ones that go over the ears, they're not going all the way down in there. So it's going to be less volume hitting the eardrum.
Right.
So you can think about those things as well.
Yeah. And I think maybe, too, that kind of increases Q-tip usage. Mm-hmm. Because if, you know, you have the AirPods that go in the air, then sometimes it comes out and it got a little bit of wax on it. And so, yeah.
So people out there, just remember, a little bit of wax is a good thing.
Yeah.
It's only a problem when you notice those things, like you said. When you have that pressure, reduced hearing, you feel off balance, then it's an issue. But try not to keep your ears squeaky clean.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious. There are a lot of young people that also enjoy swimming. Mm-hmm. And sometimes water gets into the air and you come out and you're jumping to get the water out. What would you say are good swimming practices when it comes to protecting the air? Is there anything you can do to prevent that or reduce that?
It's like swimmer's air?
Yeah. Sometimes people... And for different reasons, they may develop like a fungal infection or like otitis externa in the external air canal. You can kind of gently tug on the air to make sure the droplets are coming out. You don't want to go swimming in dirty water because then that increases the chance of you developing bacteria down in there. Mm-hmm. So you can implement those measures. There are also even little nifty things that you can buy that kind of absorbs the water in the air that you can let it rest in there and take it out. So there are a few different things that you can do.
Okay. All right.
And even swim plugs.
And swim plugs.
If you're an avid swimmer, sometimes custom swim plugs can help keep that water out.
Okay.
We learned a lot today.
Very much so. Very much so. And we pray that you did it as well, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting ready to wrap up. And so we want to, I guess we give it to Dr. McKinney first to give us closing comments. And of course, if persons can find you on social media, if they want to reach out to you, how can they do so as well?
Okay. Well, thank you for having me. You know, the goal is, even if you haven't thought about your hearing, hopefully after this conversation, you can come in and at least get a baseline. But if you see that there are signs that your hearing is being affected, I encourage you to come in. So just pay attention to your body and just have, you know, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to have it frequently, but just do it every now and then. And if there is an issue, don't feel, it's painless. I like to say a hearing exam is painless, so don't feel afraid to come in. You don't have to make any immediate decisions then. But I'm located within Harbor Bay Medical Center, so that's next to John Bull in the Plaza. The name of my business is Bahama Hearing Clinic. And then you can also find me on Facebook and Instagram at Bahama Hearing.
Okay. Dr. Jones?
I would add that hopefully before encountering issues with hearing loss, the best thing to do is prevent it. And so preventable measures like healthy listening practices, as Dr. McKinney said, not turning the volume all the way up to the maximum, using those swim plugs if necessary, not standing in front of the speakers at the disco or turning the music up in the car at the loudest volume. These are things that may seem like inconveniences, but in the long run do serve to protect your health. So we hope that today's show helps to bring awareness to this important topic. And thank you for the opportunity to share.
All right, indeed.
Thank you as well.
We thank you so much for joining us on this edition of The Youth Perspective. It has certainly been a pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, and we're looking forward to you joining us each and every Saturday right here and New Perspective with yours truly, Kashkin Jamal. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great evening. Be safe out there and protect your ears, all right, for this World Hearing Day 2024. We'll see you next week, Saturday. Peace.
I'm trying to be great, and I'm on my way. Way up, way up, way up. It's never too late, and I'm on my way.
I'ma leave my mark. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go.
I hope you enjoyed another edition of The Youth Perspective. Stay tuned for more interviews, more in-depth conversation, great music, as we seek to encourage,
empower, impact, and uplift our youth of this nation. Here on The Youth Perspective, we'll see you next time right here on The Youth Perspective with Kashuk and Jamal.